I'm Eddie Money. Your mother's a big fan of mine.
Make me a deal and make it good for me. I won't get full of myself, so I can't afford to be. This is small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
I'm close and trusted friend of the show, Mike.
And we're sitting very close together.
We are. This is
it's like we're at a romantic restaurant and we're sitting on the same side of the booth.
I hope Chaka Khan shows up.
Hey everybody, here's what we're doing today. This is a bonus episode. We're dropping this on a Monday for you so you can celebrate your Memorial Day in style. Mike and I are going to go through a couple episodes of Eddie Money's reality show. It's called Real Money. And you're going to hear the episode, although we do not own the audio coming from the episode. That is owned by, Eddie Money Productions and Access TV. But we will be talking along with it. We'll be pausing it from time to time. And we'll just be taking you through this horrible, horrible reality.
You're one of the shows that exists that doesn't have to explain to its audience who Eddie Money is. So that's,
well, that's true.
That's very convenient for these people.
No.
Rock star Eddie Money has a reality show on Access TV, and it follows him and his family through all sorts of exploits. And this is season two, right?
This is season two, episode
one.
How
do they get season
two? I have
no
idea. I want to tell you guys how this came about, though. One day, Mike was out here last year, and whatever we were doing, he was getting ready to take off. And I go, hey, you know what? Before you leave, I go, can you just, I want you to come in and watch a little bit of this Eddie Money show. And
you were, needed confirmation.
Yes, and you were probably like, dude, I got to get out of here. I don't really want to go do it. I'm like, just watch like 10 minutes of it. Well, we ended up watching the whole show.
We did.
But the greatest thing for me was literally not even a minute in, and Mike just says at the top of his voice, pause it. Pause it. And then he's like, wait a minute. And then we would just, so we're going to do that throughout, Mike. If there's a point where you want to pontificate, just say pause it, and I'm going to pause it, and we'll talk about what's happening, you know, and we'll take you through this. Now, the first episode tonight, it's called Trivia and Tragedy, and here's what the description is on DirecTV. Eddie and Jesse, now that's Eddie's daughter. Eddie and Jesse are invited back to Access TV's The Top 10 Revealed. Then it's semicolon.
And the B-roll is, the subplot is,
the Money family is evacuated from their home when a wildfire sweeps through California.
Which was set by the producers of Real Money.
Money.
So they can have a storyline.
Now, literally, Eddie Money probably lives 20 minutes from our house. We get in the car. If we knew where he lived, we could drive right over there right now.
Yeah, clearly. I mean, because you're rich, so you're up here in the hinterlands.
I'm rich.
You're like the Money family.
We're in Woodland Hills. He's over in Calabasas or maybe Agoura Hills, where there are some rich people. But Mike, anything you want to say before we start this up?
Well, this, again, it's a show, basically, you know how reality shows work. It's Eddie Money and his wife and his daughter, who's in a band, and then his two boys, and they're just this self-contained money unit, and they do things. And you've seen a reality show, so that's all it is.
All the kids, everyone lives at the house. Everyone's still there.
It purports to follow them during real life activities, and we'll see just how real they are.
We will see how real it is. Also, I want to tell you that I'm dropping this as a bonus episode. All subsequent Eddie Money episodes will be strictly for our ASAP Club or $5 and up Patreon supporters. If you're not a Patreon supporter and you want to hear these episodes, you need to email me directly, rocksolidpodcast@gmail.com, and I will give you the info on how you can get the rest of the episodes. All right. With that, we got quite a setup here, Mike. I have the TV plugged into the board.
You should take a photograph. I'm not even joking, because this is very professional and very cool looking.
I will eventually take a photo.
You should.
Okay. I'm going to start it up. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
And what if something's really bothering you and want to pontificate, what are you going to say?
Pause it.
Exactly. Here we go.
You should be filming this.
Okay, I have to say I do have to say this already. I got to pause already.
Yeah.
You and I have not watched this yet.
No, I've not seen this.
No, I've seen about 5 minutes of the first episode, and that's when I said, I cannot watch any more without Mike.
Well, I'm going to describe this real quick. Eddie Money just said, you should be filming this. They're filming it. Eddie Money has hair the color of Donald Trump's hair.
Yes.
He's got sleepy bulldog eyes, and he's wearing a hoodie with his own name on it. That's where we're at to start the show.
And okay, what's the Chyron say on the left-hand screen?
Well, it says Eddie Money.
Because you wouldn't know.
But again, it's framed so well because it says Eddie Money on the left in the Chyron, and on the right on his hoodie, it says Eddie Money. Eddie Money. So, and in between those two, Eddie Money.
Here we go.
We are.
But she said we are.
On Real Money.
Woo! Not a bad shot for an old man.
At our age, why the fuck do we still want to do this? Do you have any idea?
It's Sammy.
Five kids, I'll do anything to get out of the house.
I had a degree in exercise
That's
science.
That's Zach Money.
Years.
Pause it.
Rotation.
All right. They're giving you the rundown of who's who, okay? Yeah. And they just showed Zach Money, who is, I guess, Eddie's kid.
Yeah.
And he's lifting weights in a fully furnished living room. He's not even in a gym or in a garage. He's lifting barbells in a living room, and he says, I have a degree in personal training. He looks like a roadie for Lynyrd Skynyrd. This fucking guy, if you trusted him at all with your money to train you, you'd wonder why he had a fucking beer belly bigger than your goddamn
beer. He's the most out of shape of all the monies.
And he's your personal trainer?
Yep. He's the oldest kid. I think we introduced the kids in descending age order.
Okay.
All right. And there's Eddie. What is he doing?
Well, all right. So this is, again, this isn't even the episode.
This isn't even the episode.
This is
we're already 6 minutes in.
They're showing you who's who. That sort of thing. They're just giving you the rundown of the cast.
All right. Let's go back to it.
Heavy your waist. I look like a chick.
I know what I'm talking about.
Whoa. Julian A.
Julian's a great drummer, but he ends up always being late.
That's Julian Money.
Yeah.
I really wish that I would have had a kid that might have been a dentist or a lawyer or a CPA.
I should have been going forward, but instead of going forward, I went back.
Well, it's not as bad as the last car.
Instead, they're all in the music business, driving me crazy.
I'm racing Janis Joplin here, for Christ's sakes.
Well, we said that you wanted to have your kids be in your band.
Why didn't you punch me in the face?
Pause it.
I'm finishing up my set.
All right. First of all, I want to say that his daughter, Jessie, he constantly refers to her as Janis Joplin in the show. And that is doing such a disservice for her if she really, because it's always in relationship to not her singing, but her drinking and being a fuck up. So that's doing such a disservice to her, to any record label that might want to sign her, because they think she's coming in as an alcoholic.
Well, the world has changed now. There's no record labels. Nobody's signing Jessie Money to a goddamn contract because she's Eddie Money's daughter. But again,
We're not even into the show yet.
Right. This is the opening credits. I have a problem with I'm operating from this baseline. I hate all reality TV because it's not real. It's all phony. Pat will tell you he's worked behind the scenes on shows, putting together footage.
Yeah.
So in this show, just the very fact that he says something like, oh man, I wish my kid would have been a dentist, but instead they all went into rock and roll. Well, you're the dad. Like, you could have said, hey, you want to go to dental school and paid for it. But you're the one who probably said, hey, why don't you pick up a harpsichord and do some shit around the house? Literally, you are the reason that they've gone ahead and stumbled. And now all you're doing is pouring gasoline on this bullshit fire because you've got them in your band.
Yep.
You're bringing them around. And then you put them in a reality show. You guys are just an Ouroboros. You're fucking swallowing each other's tail.
They're trying to be their Kardashians, the musical Kardashians.
Ugh.
Here we go.
Second record.
They're listening to Dez's music. No, this is Julian's music.
I like to make electronic music.
And Eddie Money's dancing in a car.
Doing something that can make money. I think it's fantastic.
Thanks,
you know me, it's ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching.
Who are you?
I'm Eddie Money. Your mother's a big fan of mine.
Oh, okay. Now, that sound effect that you heard, that ding, whenever he winks, they put that ding in, and it drives me fucking crazy.
And he winks all the time because he's your fucking horrible, creepy uncle.
Yeah.
That's his shtick. And just now, because now we're into the meat of the credits. Right? It's still not even the show.
Well, what's great is this is the only time we'll comment on these credits is with the first episode.
Right. So what they're doing is when they said it's old school, it's old Eddie Money sitting in a chair, and the woman goes, who are you? Because he has to explain to the audience. And that's when he's like, I'm Eddie Money. Your mom's a big fan of mine. And he does the wink. Well, now they're showing old school photos of him where he looks really good.
Where he looks really cool.
Which does a disservice to him now because we're seeing what he's become.
Yeah, cool Eddie Money. Look at that. Look how cool he looks.
Yes,
there.
He was a rock star.
Yep.
Made my bones back in the mid-70s. We had 24 songs to tell me in the top 100. Now, I got a wife and 5 kids, and 3 of my kids are in the band.
Yeah, because you hired them.
Like the Partridge Family. Only dysfunctional.
Holy shit.
At the end of the day, it's all about family.
Is it?
Vomit.
So bad. Look, if stop putting that line in your opening credits of a reality show. At the end of the day, it's all about family. That was probably in the Hogan Family.
Oh,
that's
sure.
probably in every one of these. It's terrible.
Well,
it's writing. It's not even writing 101. It's writing 000. So fucking terrible.
It's in the pantheon, the reality show pantheon of phrases, along with "I didn't come here to make friends." You know what I mean? It's just the same shit you hear over and over. It's these tropes that they beat into the fucking ground. And again, this whole premise, it falls apart on its face when he's like, "My kids went in the music." Well, you put them in the fucking band.
Put them in the band. You fired your old band. And those guys are doing nothing now. They needed this. And you fired
You've
them.
You've got Julian Money playing drums. It's just ridiculous.
And the also another one they need to put to best is in Survivor when one of the contestants says, "I'm running this game."
Oh,
that's always in there. And that guy usually gets voted out 2 weeks later. Here we go. Oh, we also have to say that, Mike, you went and saw Eddie Money with me at the Canyon Club.
Oh, we met him.
And I'm pretty sure most of the concert clips they show in this, they just go and film at the Canyon Club.
Oh, well, no doubt they did it local because they're not going to go on the fucking road. And also, he's not going to get, I'm sure they papered the room for this, too, because there's a lot of people there. And also...
He only sold 2 tickets.
And then everybody got there and they're like, "This isn't paradise."
Not at all.
So this stage setup too, again, it's that thing where it's just him and his fucking family and a black backdrop that says Eddie Money. He's a garage band now. It's just this
nostalgia. Look at the logo. The logo cracks me up. He dots the I with a check mark and then the Y is a dollar sign.
Yes.
All right, here we go. This is credits. How far in are we?
I don't even
know. We're 12 minutes into the recording and like 2 minutes into the show. Yep, 2 minutes in. That's a terrible logo.
Eddie Money playing a saxophone in the credits.
There's Lori Money. Now, Lori looks like she would be like one of the Real Housewives of Calabasas.
Of course. There's Jesse Money.
Jesse wants to be a star so bad.
Julian Money, Joe Money, Dez Money. Zach Money,
shadowboxing,
throwing terrible punches from his hip. He would get his ass beat if he threw those in a real fight. I want to fight Zach Money. I'm calling it right fucking now. Make it a plot.
Okay. Here's what's going on. Eddie's on an exercise bike, and the exercise bike is outside. Now, literally, folks, it gets to be about 100 degrees here in the summer.
Oh, yeah.
So there's no way you would have your exercise bike out in the sunshine.
Well, not so a 70-year-old man could go kill himself on it.
God.
And also, here's the best part. It's an exercise bike from a company called Fly.
Yeah.
And he's wearing shoes that are also from the company called Fly that I'm sure they attach to the pedals in a way where it's you have to wear them to ride this bike.
Yeah.
So guess who paid for the first episode of Real Money this year?
Fly did. Yeah. This is a beauty shot because in reality TV, whenever they show the logo of the product, like if you watch a home makeover show and you see Kenmore as they go around and show you all the appliances, that's the beauty shot. That's your money shot.
You know when they insidiously did it to me? Because I don't watch, like I said, I don't watch a lot of.
By the way, Mike, we're using the Shure SM7B microphone.
And I heard you clearly in my Bose noise-canceling headphones.
Thank you so much.
The show Top Chef.
Yeah.
In the midst of a competition, and then it's cooking and people talking and all stuff, all of a sudden they'll cut over and they'll literally show the oven door with the Kenmore on it. Just really quickly or whatever, whoever it is. I forget who it is. But they'll show you quickly in the midst of a reality competition. It'll cut away just for 2 seconds. But it's insidious because in my brain I go, oh, fuck, that's now that they're showing me who paid for all the fucking kitchen equipment. Yep. It happens that fast.
Yeah, but I mean, maybe we're more in tune with it because not because we're not Hollywood bigwigs, but we just...
Well, you worked.
You've done it millions of times.
Because
that would be in the notes. They would say, oh, we didn't get a shot of the bed springs.
Right.
Yeah. It's like how do I fit that in?
Whenever I watch Survivor and they show the beach, I'm like, well, this episode is brought to us by Sand. Clearly, Sand has big money behind it.
Okay, Eddie's, let's see what happens with Eddie on this exercise bike. I assume it's going to all go swimmingly well.
Oh, it's going to go terrific.
Here we go.
What's to do with the special shoes? Did they go in the hole or something? What am I looking at on the screen? This is all kind of like, I'm from the 70s. I don't know much about things happening in 2016, 18.
All right, this is a guy, all right, brace yourself. This guy is outside on an exercise bike trying to learn how to use it. He's wearing foundation.
He's got full makeup.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. It's like already, it's called Real Money, reality show. This is a man outside in shorts and a t-shirt going to ride an exercise bike. He is wearing foundation thicker than the fucking president. That's it is ridiculous.
I call it phony money. Look at it. And then he has no clue how to operate a bike.
And look where the foundation line is, okay? It looks like the skin, I'm sure they're covering up age spots, that's fine.
Yeah.
But it looks like the skin they covered up looks infinitely healthier than the ghostly complexion they gave him with this fucking foundation.
And trim that eyebrow hair. That thing's like look how long that is.
Yeah, it's going to get tangled in the petals. I'm worried for this man.
Oh, I have a feeling he's going to be so confused by a bike.
19.
Whoa. Gotta remember, I'm 70 years old. I'm not a young rock star. But again, where's Tom Petty? Where's Prince? George Michael, another great artist. You know, they're gone. I'm still here.
Yeah, and that's the tragedy.
Yes.
Does the clips have anything to do with the shoe? Yeah.
Put your foot down.
Or his son just happened to walk up.
I had some trouble with the training bike. He couldn't really get like the shoe in. So I figured I'd help him out with that.
It just said that it's 10:03 a.m. popped up on the screen.
Yes.
That must be crucial to the storyline.
Oh, yeah, because I guarantee you by noon, he still won't know how to use the bike. That's the point.
By the way, this is so phony and staged. His son just happens to walk by.
Yes.
And then they interview him about it. What was happening out there?
Hey, what was going on in the patio with your dad? We saw you touch his foot.
There's a thing in reality TV where it's see it, say it, or say it, see it. So it's like, for example, say it, see it would be me saying, so then Mike and I decided that we were going to go skinny dipping in the pool. And then boom, cut you and I go skinny. Or it's like, or you see us do it. And then it said, yeah, it got crazy when Mike and I were skinny. I mean, it's.
Now you're teasing something to these people that is absolutely going to be another bonus episode for the Patreon, correct? You and I skinny dipping in a pool.
Absolutely. The video. Here we go.
What are you doing down there?
Just kind of put your foot down.
On the what? No wonder I don't ride this fucking bike. The doctor wanted me to get more exercise, so here I am.
Push your foot.
You know what? We can't get it together. Where's your mother? Honey, can you help me out with the bike, baby?
I walked out and I saw Joe trying to help Eddie with his shoes. All right, give me your foot.
I just put up the clock. It's 10:37 a.m.
So how long have we been doing this now?
So supposedly for 34 minutes.
There's no way.
His son was trying to put his feet in the pedals.
No way.
And then the wife happened by. Also, by the way, it's 10:30 in the morning. The kid is fully dressed.
Yeah.
The woman is completely fully dressed. Yeah. Hair done, makeup on.
Yeah.
Eddie Money's got. They've been in makeup. Look, they've been up and in makeup since 7 a.m.
First of all, it's not. It's 4 in the afternoon.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no way it's 10. And so for 34 minutes, we're supposed to believe.
There's no way someone is struggling with his pedal for 34 minutes.
But this is how they create this garbage.
It's garbage.
They put up the chiron of 10:03 a.m. And it suggests in your brain, oh, wow, it's 10:03. And like you, and again, you know it because you've worked at it.
It's absolute garbage.
There's no reason to put 10:03 unless you're going to give me a running clock on how long this fucking took. So now it's 10:37 because again, these are very specific times.
Yeah.
So 34 minutes, the kid was trying to put his shoes in the pedals. Now I'm 51.
Yeah.
All right. And he's 70, whatever the fuck. We don't have time for that.
No.
If I'm a 70-year-old man and I can't get my shoes in the pedals in 5 minutes,
guess what?
I'm going to walk. I need exercise. I'm never riding this exercise bike in a million fucking years if it's a goddamn foot puzzle.
Laurie, let's go screw. I need exercise.
Can we take 35 minutes to put my shoes on, please?
Hey, I'm a rock star. Hey, Prince is dead. Get my shoe in here.
Tom Petty's dead. He's luckier than you fuck.
Again, this is Trivia and Tragedy is the name of the episode. I don't know what
we're seeing the second part right now.
What's the trivia going
to
be?
How long did it take him? How many minutes did it take him to get his feet in the pedals?
Okay, so we're at, again, 34 minutes he's been trying to get his foot in here.
And now the wife has stumbled in.
I'll let Laurie help me get my foot in the pedal.
Look, my dad is no longer with us. But if he was, I don't think I would spend 34 minutes doing anything with him.
No,
let alone putting his feet into bike pedals.
No, it would end up like this. My dad would be like, "Help me get in here," and I'd help him, and he'd yell, and I'd go, "Go fuck yourself. You're done." Here we go.
Doing spin for over 15 years. And I do it several times a week.
Of course you do.
Okay, you know what? I have it clipped in with these particular shoes.
What shoes do you clip in with?
I use a different bike. Oh, just like stand
that
up.
That didn't sponsor the reality show.
Okay.
I bought this spin bike a few months ago for Eddie because I go to a class and he has never gotten on it before today. Oh, that
okay.
didn't work.
Oh. It's now... Mike, what time is it now?
It's 11:02 a.m.
So how many more minutes has this been? Another 25 minutes or so they've been doing this?
Yeah,
Come on, man.
So it's literally been 25 minutes because it was 10:37. We're supposed, and again, we're only seeing 2 minutes of screen time.
Yeah.
So we're supposed to believe that they've spent an hour now
trying to put the old man's shoes in this thing.
Yes. And he can't get it together.
And he's exasperated by it.
And also this son, you think this son wants to spend an hour with Eddie Money ever in a million years, let alone doing it with shoes and bikes and nonsense? And also I love when she's like, I've been in spin for 15 years and I use a different bike. Well, yeah, you use the name brand bike that can't sponsor the reality show and you can't say its name because you don't want to give him a free, you know, obviously she's a Peloton person or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And so, but also she can't get together the feet, the pedals, and all. And you think the fly people who gave them the bike to sponsor the episode, they're getting a lot of screen time.
Yeah.
But do they want the screen time to be, hey, you won't be able to use our bike because you won't be able to get together and put the shoes in the pedals?
Oh, I'm not going
to
buy that bike. That's very difficult to use.
Because that's the old people watching this fucking show.
Here's my solution is, if this is a real scenario, I take his shoes off, I clip them in, and then he slips his shoes, and then I lace it up for him because he obviously can't do a fucking thing but sing.
But if this is a true scenario, and if there's, again, no cameras there, whatever the fuck, Eddie Money himself, not even the wife, the kid, you know, certainly we're saying they're tired of it.
Yeah.
He tries to get in the thing for 5 minutes, and then he goes, fuck this.
Fuck this. I'm going to go watch TV.
Right.
One of the Sopranos is on.
Okay, one of them, just one of the guys. That's funny.
No, I said what if? Oh, I wonder if.
I liked it better when it was one of the Sopranos is on somewhere.
I'm gonna go watch Soprano. All right, here we go.
Man.
Okay, hold on.
Hey, how many monies does it take to put on a bicycle shoe?
Ow!
They gave him that line, by the way.
Yes.
Let me take the shoe off. Honey.
No, don't do it that way.
Oh.
Okay. All right, now try it.
Try what?
Step down. There.
How long are you supposed to be doing this for? What do the doctors say?
Wait.
I think the doctor warned me on the bike 30 to 40 minutes.
11:10 a.m.
Strenuous speed.
You know, it was hard getting the shoes in, but after that, you know, it seemed like it was okay.
This is how you put more torque on the bike.
Okay, so that kid's line, he just said it in real time, like right there.
He's standing next to the bike.
Eddie's on the bike, and he just said that. So they said, hey, could you tell us this? And he did. But they should have done that in an interview segment, not right here.
Because they already interviewed him in the chair before, so why not ask him them there?
You're right. All right, so he's supposed to do this for about 40 minutes, is that what he said?
Yeah, it took an hour and 6 minutes to get his feet into the pedals, and now he's supposed to ride the bike for 40 minutes.
In the sun, with foundation on.
Yeah, and he's not, by the way, not sweating at all.
No.
Like, that's sweaty.
Makes it like you're
sweaty,
going uphill.
Come on, don't make it that hard.
Okay.
I feel like I'm climbing Mount Everest, for Christ's sakes.
11:12.
70 years old. Come on, man.
Eddie was having a little bit of problem with form, like most people do when they're first learning to ride.
How many more minutes I got to be honest then?
A lot.
Make believe you've been filming for half an hour.
Okay, so it said 11:11. It said 11:12. And then he said, how much longer do I have to be on there? And she says, a while. And then they popped up 11:13.
11:13 a.m.
So they're fucking with this with the time frame.
Yes.
Trying to be entertaining and funny, and it's a zero.
Well, this whole segment's a zero.
This has to be the tragedy.
Yeah.
I think the Tour de France is maybe around the corner for him. It's going to take a little bit of work.
He gave him that
really
line.
Good exercise. I'm pretty out of breath. Now, how do I get the shoes off?
All right, go.
I think I lost half a pound. Fantastic.
There you go.
Now that I've mastered this bike, am I going to ride it again? No. Let's go eat.
Okay, that was a complete zero.
That was complete zero.
That's the first 5 minutes of the show.
Of the season.
Of the season opener.
This is the season
premiere.
Season two, season premiere. Your opening 5 minutes is a shorts-clad Eddie Money covered in foundation.
Right.
Trying to ride an exercise bike in the backyard and his wife and kid fumbling through lines given to them to
fumbling.
Say on camera.
Now, and this is a thing they always do. Right now, we're getting a beauty shot of the Hollywood sign to make you think that like Eddie Money is like involved in Hollywood. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like why did they have a Welcome to Agoura Hills sign?
It's like when you go to Airbnb and they're like, oh, come stay in beautiful Hollywood. And then the place is in Anaheim. And you're like, wait a minute. Well, it's all Southern California. It's beautiful.
Yes, it's the same thing. Los Angeles. Okay.
I am so hungry.
Hey, Jesse Money.
How do you know about this place? My friend told me about it. She said they have really good wine.
You don't have any friends.
Okay. Again, they gave us the shot of the Hollywood sign.
Yeah, but they're not in Hollywood.
Wait. All right, but that's the thing. They gave us a shot of the Hollywood sign, and then they put up the chyron that said what?
Los Angeles.
And then they go to the car and there's Jesse Money with her mom and they're driving and she goes, I'm really starving. And her mom goes, where is this place? And then they cut to the road they're driving on and you see Tarzana Wine and Spirits. They are 35 miles yes. north of Los Angeles.
They're literally 5 minutes from where we are right now.
And they're in the valley.
And it's not Los Angeles.
And not the good valley.
No.
They're in, the Chiron said Los Angeles in the Hollywood mm-hmm. sign, and you give me the Tarzana Wine and
it's
Spirits.
It's all phony.
You're 35 miles north of Los Angeles.
You're not at Musso and Frank's. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not at Hollywood and Highland. You're not at Sunset and Vine. You're in Tarzana.
And this is the inherent problem with this kind of thing. And I don't want to pontificate too long. Producers of these shows think the world at large are rubes. And they can just go, hey, man, we're in totally in Hollywood in Los Angeles. Well, it's fucking Tarzana.
It's Tarzana.
We know because we live here what fucking Tarzana yes. is. And but they just like, what's the difference? It's two blonde chicks in a car and it's L.A. Yep. and there's the Hollywood sign. They fool. This is their whole industry is
fake.
Guess
you
which
out.
Card. Yeah, that's it. It's just phony.
Phony money.
I've got like a friend.
I'm going to lunch with my mom because she's my best friend. And obviously she knows that.
Oh, who's this? Someone's calling me. Hold on.
Hello?
Hey, Jess. It's Katie Darrell from the Tux and Reveal on Access. How's it going?
It's going great. How are you?
I'm real good.
Hey, Katie. How you doing?
I'm good. Slam. We just got picked up for a whole other season of the Top 10. And
all right.
Oh, wow.
Katie Darrell is the host of Top 10 Revealed on Access TV.
We had such a great time last
Pause
time.
It.
And that's kind of why I'm calling. I was hoping you and your dad would maybe come back and do another round of interviews with us.
Okay. There's so much here. There's so much. You go first, though, because you called out an audible for a pause.
All right. Well, first of all, I just wanted to point out again, like I talked about in Ouroboros, that's another show on Axis TV.
Yes.
That is doing promotion on a show on Axis TV. They've made a commercial for another show, which is probably in the time slot right after this. So they'll want to keep you watching after Real Money. Hey, don't forget that show with Katie Darrell is coming up after us.
Now, look, Katie Darrell hosts the show, The Top 10 Revealed, and it's just one of those talking head shows where tonight, Duff and whoever they can get, Scott Ian from Anthrax, and they just ask questions and they answer. You know what I mean? It's one of those
things. They say the top 10 bands who've ever played at Coachella.
Yes.
And then they run them down by, it's just, they use stock footage and of their old
videos. It's one of those shows. It's a talking head show.
Yes. It costs $500 to make.
Now, let me tell you something. There is no way in hell that the host of the show calls up Eddie and Jesse and asks them to be on. There are people that do that. The host doesn't call and book you on the show. Conan O'Brien does not call to book John Krasinski on the show tonight.
Yes.
This is so much bullshit. And then her faking, hey, I'm getting a call. Who's
that,
this?
That was what I was going to say. That was my next thing to say was it's such a telltale example of phoniness.
Yeah.
When she goes, oh, hey, my mom's my best friend. She knows it. Oh, hey, someone's calling me. Maybe I should answer the phone. Hello.
Yeah, when the phone rings, that means someone's calling you. You don't have to say it out loud.
Do you ever announce it to the people around you? And go, I can't. Someone's giving me a call. Perhaps I should answer it now.
Mike, I'm very thirsty. I'm gonna take a drink.
Oh, okay. You do that. Okay. But I tell you what.
Also, be careful. The cat is right behind you.
She's on my back. I felt small on the back. Some like ghostly presence. But yeah. Hey, oh, someone's calling me. Perhaps I give it a. And then she just she answers it. And again, like you said, the host would never in a billion years call the guests and hope to have them on. There's no way that the guests would be booked by the fucking host. It's ridiculous.
It's impossible. It's.
And I worry we're nitpicking a little. You know what I mean?
Maybe obviously, we are.
People listening might be. You know, I'm not trying to look for every single mistake.
You're ruining the show for
there's
me.
There's so many mistakes.
There's so many mistakes. And maybe in subsequent episodes we won't be this nitpicky. But this is infuriating.
They had to create a fake example of the two of them. They had to create a reason for them to be in the car together.
Right.
We're going to lunch because my mom's my best friend.
Yeah.
Just so they could be in the same place so they could have the fake Katie Darrell phone call. This is all phony.
Are we really going to go to Los Angeles? No, just drive around Tarzana until the fake phone call comes in. Here we go.
Dad and I were on the first season.
Okay, here's
a great record. They're talking about a band with all very, very professional musicians.
Dad introduced me to Bad Company. He would show me all the best singers. It settled in. It made me think about my dream of rock and roll.
What I kind of wanted to to do is do multiple episodes, to be honest. So I'll give you a couple of different topics that we're going to go down.
Okay.
The interview will take about an hour for each of you, so 2 hours total. Please say yes.
Of course. Yeah.
Again, okay, again, this isn't a conversation that was ever had or would ever be had. This would be segment producers and the booking agents would call and say this to you. Hey, we'd like you to be on a couple of episodes and we're going to send you the topics and... But it wouldn't be the host of the goddamn show wouldn't do this.
And the host of the show would not say, please say yes to the backup singer from Eddie Money.
Yeah, Eddie Money's third child.
Jesse's Money's not a star.
No.
She would not go, please do this show. We really need you.
The only time I can think that the host would call is if they've been trying to get a real A-list person on the show. And she goes, let me reach out to Axel. Maybe I can get him to do it.
Or if Katie Darrell has a personal relationship with Jesse Money and goes, hey, we're doing the show again.
Yeah.
We're going to get you guys in. Certainly, we had you last time.
Yeah, and someone from the office will be calling you.
Yeah.
It won't be me.
Once they make a schedule, they'll book you.
But it won't be me.
Right.
I will barely talk to you on set.
Yeah, because this implies that Katie Darrell is going to go to the producers and go, hey, you're not going to believe this fucking coup.
I got Jesse Money again.
And she may bring her dad.
She might bring Eddie.
And the producers would be like, who's Jesse Money?
And they might say, what if he can't get off that bike? All right, here we go.
They would say, is that Axis TV star of Real Money, Eddie Money? Is that who you're talking about on Axis TV, where we are also employed?
Here we go.
Yes, I would love to do that.
Do you think your dad will do it too?
I very often book Eddie without telling him.
Like, can I get a yay?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We could definitely okay. talk about
Are we
him,
speaking
for, sure.
for him?
Yeah, he does. He's going to be there.
Okay,
we're
going to sure.
speak for him, and he's definitely going to do it.
Awesome.
For sure.
He'll
for
love
sure.
it.
All right.
He already did it once. He loved
thank
it.
Thank you so much. When it comes to decisions for my dad, my mother is the first one to make them, and I'm the second one.
We just okayed it for him.
He's used to that.
Yeah, I know, right?
Okay.
Coming
they,
up.
They, wait, they didn't sign him up for the army.
Yeah, I know.
They signed him up for a TV appearance.
That, as you've mentioned, he already did once.
Yes.
All right. And also, please don't act like 70-year-old Eddie Money, who can't get an exercise bike together, would turn down any television
anything,
appearance.
Anything. Actually, he's coming in. He's going to watch the rest of the episode yeah. with us.
You're filming him making spaghetti. He's more than happy to go talk about classic bands. In fact, he'd prefer it.
Okay. Let's find Eddie's going to tell us what's coming up. I can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
Katie Darrell asked us out for the top 10 again. What did they ask you last time? I forgot.
Well, somebody asked me who's the lead singer in Pink Floyd. How do I know? If you say it's the guy that died. Oh, that's the right guy.
I guess that was a joke. Was that a joke?
I mean, who knows? He's constantly trying to be funny, I suppose.
Just it's just terrible. Okay, let me fast forward and get back to the show. We want to get back to the show pretty quickly?
Well, let's talk about real quick while you're fast forwarding. On Axis TV, if you don't know this, Dan Rather has an interview show.
He has the show I want to host.
But the thing is, Dan Rather, again, I'm telling you, it's Dan Rather, right? You see, you remember CBS News, Dan Rather, 1968 Democratic Convention, on the fucking floor, getting knocked around by cops.
Yes.
Mayor Daley, fucking history, Dan Rather. I saw him talking to Paul Stanley 2 weeks ago. He shouldn't even be able to say Paul Stanley's name.
No,
poor Dan Rather.
He interviewed Steve Perry on the season premiere.
I mean, good for Dan if he's interested in these things.
Maybe he's a rock. Maybe he must be a rock guy, right?
Axis TV is literally, all of their premises are, let's get somebody knows, and then we'll get them in here 5 minutes before the show starts and hand them a bio of somebody else and they'll talk to them.
And yet, I want to be on this network. I want to have a show on this network.
You could have a show on this network. That's the point.
What do I do? Pay for my own, pay for it and they'll run it?
What do you mean, what do you do? Get personally trained by Zach Money. That you'll be on this fucking show in no time.
Does Katie Darrell have to call me and get me on this?
Maybe if the phone rings, answer it.
Why couldn't I be on that Jesse Money's on? Why couldn't I? I have more followers than Jesse Money
of
has on Twitter.
Of course you do. Of course.
She's not even verified.
You're doing a show where you're making fun of Jesse Money.
I should be on the show.
You should.
All right, here we go. Coming up, this is, what do they call it? Act two? Top of act two.
Oh, my Lord.
34 minutes for this episode and 9 minutes for the actual episode.
The Money Home.
Hi, buddy.
That's their dog, Buddy.
So I got a call from Katie Darrell from the...
The Top 10 girl.
Yeah, the Top Axis, 10.
You know, she's got a lot of big stars on that show.
Pause it.
All right, look. Perhaps I'm presuming too much, but any money who can't get an exercise bag together has no fucking idea who Katie Darrell is.
No.
None.
Did you ever hear her name until 5 minutes ago?
Other than Access TV? Yeah. I have not.
Okay.
And for him to say, and again, also that self-shining line, she got a lot of big stars on that show.
Yeah, maybe I will be on there.
I've been on there once and got a lot of big stars on that Katie Darrell show on Access TV. It's coming up directly after our episode. What are you, again, they feed them these things to say, they feed them these lines. And again, I apologize. Again, I'm nitpicking, but holy shit, it's awful.
It's so bad, people. Please watch. If you're not going to watch, listen. I'm hoping this drives you to go watch it because you're going to, it can't be as bad as those guys.
Do it as a watch along. You know, I mean, tell people to do that. Watch it along with it.
Well, they're pausing a lot. Here we go.
Asked us out for the top 10 again.
So they asked you back, huh?
Yeah, they asked us
right
back.
Right on, baby. Well, there's nothing better than getting asked back.
I'm really excited that Katie called. Okay, of course, she's going to ask my dad back because he's a classic rock icon. But for me, you know, I'm his daughter. And
pause.
You know, the fact that.
Why didn't she tell him that he got asked back?
She's going to. She has to break it to him gently because he's going to be a grouch, as we all know.
What's he? What's he wearing, Mike? He's wearing a purple tracksuit, but what are those shoes?
Well, all right. That's what I was just about to say.
Okay.
Because the narrative that she just spun, she's like, of course my dad's going to be on because he's an old school classic rocker. And they zoomed in on his shoes. Now, he's wearing essentially loafers that look like they're from the 60s. Okay.
Yeah,
they're
like Seinfeld's dad would wear.
Yeah, exactly. Or the Temptations would wear all coordinated shoes with outfits. I mean, they're not bad shoes if you're wearing them for whatever purpose,
but not with this outfit.
But she said he's an old school classic rocker and they zoomed in on his shoes. And then the music subtly changed and they panned over to her shoes. She goes, but I'm a new school, kind of a new dame. And she's wearing wild leopard boots.
Yeah.
So they're literally, again, they're suggesting to you, this is old school. This is new school. This is Eddie and this is Jesse. And this is where the twain meets, old rock and new rock.
But it's all about family.
Yeah, yeah. Now, but it's so subtle that it's in there, but it's also beat you over the head with its non-subtlety.
Now, they've staged the house for this shot because the two chairs that they're sitting in next to each other, what are they in front of, Mike?
The chairs are in front of a fireplace.
And they would never be there.
Well, they would if they were facing the fireplace. But instead, the backs of the chairs are to the fireplace. And also, they are closer than any chairs have ever been in any living room.
They're sitting closer than you and I are sitting. And we're pretty damn close right now. All right, here we go. Also, he's old school. He's drinking out of a paper cup. And she's drinking out of a china cup.
Look at those boots.
Here we go.
She had faith in me to come back and answer the questions right again. It's really nice. Luckily, you know, you raised me on the history of rock and roll, so hopefully I'll know enough.
Well, she's probably going to ask me a bunch of questions and probably that I don't know about.
Oh, he does know.
Like, who's the lead singer in Pink Floyd? How do I know?
What?
Who's the lead singer in Pink Floyd? I think it's the guy that died, right? If you say it's the guy that died, oh, that's the right guy. You know, but
that, I'm not sure that that's true.
Having Jesse back, they had the old man back. We got Jesse, we should have Eddie back too? All right, we'll have Eddie back too, yeah. I mean, I got to see Janis Joplin with Big Brother and the Holding Company. I saw The Cream live. I mean, I saw Prince. I mean, who haven't I seen? I've seen such great acts. I mean, how many people can say they saw Jimi Hendrix? Not a lot of people. I saw him 3 times.
It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, I'm glad that she asked us back because...
I'm glad she probably asked you back because you were great. I don't think I was that good on the show the last time.
Dad, you always do a great job. What are you talking
about? All right.
You make that show, I watch it. You make the show where Eddie Money talks about, hey, seeing Jimi Hendrix 3 times and what it was like. And he talks about seeing The Cream and he talks about seeing Prince. And then he talks about maybe meeting these people or going back. That's the show. Eddie Murphy in a fucking, Eddie Money in a mahogany bound leather chair sitting in a fucking studio being asked questions about a life of rock and roll.
Yeah.
I don't need to see his daughter making a fucking taco. Nobody cares.
Yeah. I mean, he does. And I have to say this, I am an Eddie Money fan. I own all the albums. I think those first 4 or 5 Eddie Money albums are terrific. He co-writes those songs, so he's not just the voice of Two Tickets to Paradise.
Yes.
He wrote those songs. Bill Graham was his manager until Bill Graham died. I mean,
you've now given more interesting facts about Eddie Money, and make people listening to this now want to investigate Eddie Money.
Right, and you should.
But when you watch this, you don't think to yourself, all you know, again, you get Two Tickets to Paradise, and then you get him stepping on his dick, and he's like, whose cat is this?
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, no fucking, the show is, talk to him about his history. I know he's a goofball and that's his thing, but if you could actually zone him in and talk about his experiences in rock and roll.
He would have great stories.
Now, and he would have, dude, make the show he could tell cop stories for a full fucking episode.
Officer Mahoney.
He used to be a cop.
Yeah.
And then tell the stories of being a rock and roll star. And then also the dichotomy between dealing with the cops and also being a rock star. And if it ever caused any, those are your shows.
Yeah, not this.
No, because they're that thing where they do the, they reach the tendrils out and they try to make the whole family. It's they're trying to create a money industry, essentially, yeah, where they're trying to make stars where there are none.
And again, the title of this show frustrates me so much when it's called Real Money.
Yeah, it's not even close.
Here we go.
Talking about.
But you were good.
Just make sure you don't use any cuss words.
Right.
You know, bring up anything.
Right, yeah.
That might embarrass anybody.
Right.
What did they ask you last time? I forgot.
Well, somebody asked me why John Lennon was dead. I said he was too tall. They were aiming for Yoko.
Did he call him Jonathan Lennon?
No.
No.
Wow.
Pause it.
All right.
He never said that. They never did that. They just gave him all that. That's an old, that's a joke he probably tells people. Yep. And then he shoehorned into this narrative.
Mike, you see what's going to happen here. Los Angeles, day of the top 10 revealed shoot.
Okay. We're going to Los Angeles.
This is where the trivia is coming in.
Okay.
They're going to ask him questions. All right. I assume we're going to get to meet Katie Darrow. Did you get my phone call when I called you? Here we go.
Really got a busy week. We got Access Top 10, and then we're supposed to go all the way down to Florida for Emerald. We want to show for Emerald down there. You know, Emerald.
Bam.
Bang.
Bang. He got it wrong.
Bang. He got it wrong. I got it right.
Just like before, there's no such thing as a wrong answer.
I host and produce the Top 10 Revealed for Access TV.
So we have you.
This is Katie Darrow.
Yeah. And we just know that there's like something lacking right here. We
pause
need
it.
Power and some.
And again, this isn't her job. This is a segment producer would come in and talk to Jesse Money, but they need to promote the show. So they need to promote it with Katie Darrow. But this is not something the host would ever do. She might stop by and say, hey, have a good show today. Good to see you. But not this bullshit.
She would never hold Jesse Money's hand and try to tell her exactly what she needed to do. And also, by the way, Jesse Money's done the show before. They're aware of the routine. They don't need you. Katie Darrow is breaking it down for us, the home viewer.
Exactly.
Jesse has no idea. But before you start it, a Chiron has appeared on the screen that says, and this is not a joke, this is literally at the bottom of the screen, it says, see more of the Money fam. Text MONEY to 63661. And then in small print, it says, you will receive automated marketing messages at this number. Frequency of messaging varies. Message and data rates may apply.
So if you want to play a trick on someone, pick up their phone and text money to 63661.
And you will get all sorts of messages from the Money fam, such as how much weight Zach lifted that day. Or perhaps some new beats from Julian. Who wants more of the Money fam?
No, and fam, I hate it.
Of course, it's awful.
Say family. Okay, here we go.
But again, it's a grift. It's all a grift.
Yep. This is how they afford to make this show, because people are texting and then money is made somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mystery money. Here we go, Katie Darrow.
Energy. So have you kind of really like
pump it up.
If you love rock and roll, this is the show for you, especially if you're into classic
promo.
Rock.
One of the things I really loved about last time when you did the show,
that Yoko Ono joke.
Yeah. That's what I love and want from you. So don't overthink this. So just give me your knee jerk reaction.
Okay.
So,
I stepped on it. She said, one of the things I loved when you were here before is you sing a lot.
Oh, boy.
Really? You loved when Jesse Money sang on the show?
By the way, I'm contacting this show, and I'm going to try to get on here, because why can't I sit down there and they could say, host of the Rock Solid podcast, Pat Francis?
Well, once this goes live, you will never get on the show.
I love Katie Darrow, and I like that show.
I don't know. Access TV is a very incestuous group.
Let's see what happens. What's the chances I show up and then Jesse Money's there too?
Well, she sings a lot.
Setting up craft service. Here we go.
I love to sing. So if I can sing an answer, that works for me. Just bring it on. Come on, yeah.
What else?
So do I get to see what songs we're working with? Or is it just,
there's too many.
First of all, I'm going to tell you this. They barely play Eddie Money's music on this show. Access TV doesn't have enough money to play music.
To clear his own
music. So there's no way. She might be singing Happy Birthday.
But they blew the budget on clearing two tickets. So they're not going to play any of the rest of his fucking music. So that's like, I'm sure whenever there's any concert footage, it's his final encore of doing two tickets so the crowd's going crazy. That's got to be it.
Every time.
Otherwise, you're shelling out dough.
All right, here we go.
8 countdown show. Sometimes you'll see Dee Snider or Sebastian Bach or Eddie Money talking about some of the songs.
Katie, how you doing? Wow, your hair looks great. Thanks. Look at you. Wow.
Hey, I'm creepy.
I decided to shower up just to see
Love
you guys.
Love the show. You're doing a great
Thank
job.
Thank you. Good.
Good
your
guest.
Your wife is helping out a lot. She's helping me book a lot of the guests.
Really? That's good.
Okay. Did you hear that?
I heard.
His wife is helping book a lot of the guests, so I won't be able to get on.
Well, true, but also, if his wife is helping book a lot of the guests, how in the world did they get Eddie Money on
how
the show?
How did Katie Darrow get the phone number of Jesse? Why didn't her mom just turn to her and say, hey, while we're having lunch, I wanted to tell you, you and Eddie are going to be back on
you
Katie
and Dad.
Darrow. You and Dad
yeah.
are going to be back on the Katie Darrow show.
But because
wow, that's some bad editing. Like, if I was working on this show, I'd say, hey, she can't say that.
Yeah.
And you know what someone producer would say? No one's going to pay attention.
No one's going to care.
That.
They're rubes. They think we're not in Tarzana.
Just as long as they're texting 63661, the money fam. I love how, look how his eyes bulge out. He's nuts.
Well, he's an old man trying to look young. It's just, not a good look.
He's got a black t-shirt, a black blazer, and then he's got a bunch of chains around his neck.
Yeah, it looks like two silver chains with pendants. And then again, he dyes his hair.
Yeah.
And it's thin on top, but they do that thing where they do that Al Gore thing where they bunch it all up on top so it looks like you can't see through
it. That's what I do with my hair. Ready?
Yep.
Did you go down to Yemi's birthday?
Not this year, no.
You went last year, though.
Right.
Still waiting for my invite on that one.
Just buy a ticket. So anyone can go.
A little bit on this. We have a lot of great categories to get through.
Sure.
I think most of these songs and bands are definitely going to resonate with
sure.
you.
Yeah, yeah.
And if they don't, just say pass.
You get nervous, like you might not know something?
I feel pretty good about my music knowledge. You know, I mean, I grew up in the music business.
You ready to go to set?
Yeah,
pause
let's
it.
Do it.
All right, let's go.
Okay, first of all, here's what the joke's going to be, Mike. They've already set it up.
Sure.
If you don't know it, just say pass.
And they're going to say pass.
So we're going to have a montage of Eddie saying pass.
Yeah, clearly.
And why would you want to look like a buffoon on your own TV show? You're not playing a character. You're not Jackie Gleason playing Ralph Cramden. You're supposed to be yourself.
You're supposed to know music. But also,
yes.
the producers tell him to do whatever he's going to do.
Right.
And he just does it. It's a grift. He's in this for the money. You know, that's what they should name of the show.
In it for the money.
In it for the money. Because he's just going to pretend not to know. I mean, if he really doesn't know who the lead singer of Pink Floyd is, I feel bad.
Yeah, more
you know
money.
I mean? It's just ridiculous.
And he knows.
But also, let's get back to the incestuousness of Access TV. A second ago, Katie Darrow said to Eddie Money, hey, did you go to Sammy's birthday party? And he went, oh, I went last year. And she goes, I'm still waiting for my invite to that, Sammy. So Hagar gets a shout out. Because
yes.
Hagar also has a show on Access
yes,
TV.
Yes.
So now he gets a shout out on this show while Katie Darrow's promoting her show on this show.
Yeah. By
it's
the way,
insane.
And by the way, the Sammy Hagar show on here is good. Because Sammy won't let himself look like a buffoon.
Because he's a good person.
And he's coherent.
Like and he's also a general like, hey, this is great. Isn't this great?
This
we're
great.
Watching
Let's
rock and
jam.
Roll.
We're jamming with Dave Grohl. Yeah, okay. Also, how many times when they're filming this show does Eddie turn to the producers and say, are we getting picked up for a third season? You know that's all he's concerned about all
oh,
the time.
Yeah, because this is his job now.
Okay, so Katie Darrow is leaving the dressing room, and I guess we're going to go and watch a little bit of this taping.
Well, first, right now, Jesse and Eddie are going to have a conversation about how much they know about music, and they're going to go, well, this is going to be a piece of cake.
All right,
so then it makes it even more powerful.
Let's do it. I should do okay, I hope.
It's not an IQ test.
We don't have enough firemen. Oh. There's not enough
cops. Your tease.
It's nuts.
Next Sunday.
I'm glad the house is still here. My family's safe.
On an all-new Real Money.
Glad I went to church last week. It paid off.
After a rough week, the money's blow off steam at the bowling alley.
I feel like Stevie Wonder at night.
Then, Jess hits the studio.
What's that horrible guitar solo in the beginning of the song? Can you hear me when I do that?
Yeah, I do.
Eddie's discovered the button with the intercom.
Real Money, all new, next Sunday.
Well, Mike, are you excited to watch episode 2?
Well, I was because I thought perhaps the wildfire would destroy their homes. However, in the promotion for that episode, Eddie Money says, I'm glad the house is still here and we're all safe.
Yep, that's terrible. That's it. Why don't you just tell us that Darth Vader is Luke's father in the promo?
Yeah, I mean, that is just foolishness. You gave it away.
I'm fast forwarding to get it to...
To try to find Sammy Hagar's show? Is that what you're trying to do?
I'm trying to find any show that's not this show.
Yeah.
Where's Katie Darrow's show?
There's a lot of... Wait, what was that?
What is this?
Rewind it to the beginning.
Okay, this is a promo for Eddie. Eddie has a new album coming out, apparently. I didn't even know.
May 16th,
let's find out.
8/7 Central on Access TV.
How do I not know this?
Hey, hey, I'm feeling okay. Hey,
It's a brand new day, you know. Pre-order the album this Friday, May 10th. Eddie Money, Brand New Day. I don't hate that song.
What, you don't?
Nah, that's...
Hey, hey, I gotta say, hey, hey, I'm feeling okay. It's a brand new day?
I have questionable taste in music sometimes, Mike. Maybe a lot of times.
Holy God.
Hey, hey, you didn't sound bad.
Oh, no, because he's auto-tuned to shit. And also, the cover of the album, they just showed us the cover of the album. This is the worst. I just talked about how much he's dyed his hair and he has no hair on top. Yeah. Okay, well, that's a glamour shoot for the album cover.
Yeah.
They put Justin Bieber's hair on his head. What the fuck did they do to him? It's all brushed down in his eyes like bangs. Dark, really dark brown.
Yeah.
Because in here, it's like kind of a tinged copper. Yeah,
like you said, it's Trump color.
Yes, but on this show. But on the album cover, it's dark brown and it's brushed in front of his eyes. He looks like one of the crickets in Buddy Holly's band or one of the fucking Mersey Beats. What are you doing?
I got to be honest. I'm going to be pre-ordering that album in about 5 seconds.
Dude. Hey, hey.
It's a brand new day. It's a brand new day.
Awful. Wow. Now you got to get it so we can do a listening party for that shit.
I mean, when you sing it, it's not good. But when Eddie sings it, I mean, all right. I don't like your version.
I will absolutely agree with that. All right, so now it's 11:42 a.m.
Hold on a second. I don't think he gave that song enough. I don't think he gave
it. Look at his hair. Look at the brown.
That's ridiculous.
And the makeup on his face. And also, you're 70 years old. Button your shirt. You old okay, fucking.
Hold on. Hey, it's a brand new day. You know, it's a brand new day. Title track.
Taking it slow.
I thought he was going to say, you got to say hello. Oh, he's just a rhyming.
He might.
Rhyming fuck.
He might later in that song. Quotation marks.
I wish Elmo was singing that with him.
Right?
Hey,
that's what it seems like.
Elmo says a brand new day with Eddie Money.
Fucking awful.
I love Eddie Money, and when he sings brand new day, Elmo likes a brand new day, Mike.
And you're going to buy that. And you know what? Actually, you know what? The second single from that, it's just the sound drop of the single stinkeroo. That's what's coming off.
Okay, here we go. You ready for this taping? I think there's going to be some hot trivia.
Well, I think they're both going to just nail it. They're going to get every question right. It's going to go very smoothly, Pat.
Are you enjoying this?
Oh my God, I love it.
18 minutes in. It's 11:42 a.m.
You ready to go to set?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's go.
Let's do it.
Can I do the thing down the middle?
No.
What's the thing down the middle?
She always does this thing down the middle.
Today, my dad and I are being interviewed for Top 10 Revealed. This is our second time on the show, and we're really excited.
Pause it.
The thing down the middle?
That's the mom saying the thing down the middle. I don't know what. Something with Jesse's hair that the mom wants done.
Well, she has dark roots.
Okay.
Maybe she's talking about that. But here's my favorite part. We're seeing Jesse on set. She's being tended to by a makeup person, and her hair is pinned straight.
Yes.
She has taken a flat iron to it, and it is completely pinned straight.
Absolutely.
They just showed us Jesse sitting in an easy chair, and she said, today we're getting filmed for Access TV's with Katie Darrell,
yeah.
Top 10 Revealed, and her hair is all pin curls. So it is not today. Do not tell me that today you're doing it.
No,
because your hairstyle
has changed.
Hair. It's two completely different hairstyles, and you're telling me, because again, this is supposed to be 11:40 in the morning.
Yeah.
So you're telling me...
When did that happen?
Yeah, because you're saying today we're going to be interviewed for this. So you had pin curls, what, at 6 a.m.?
Yeah.
I mean, it just...
Unless
bad editing.
Unless pin curls are coming up.
That, she's on set already.
Well, let's find out, Mike. I'm excited about these pin curls. Hey,
I'm nitpicking.
It's a brand new haircut.
Mom, what is with you with the middle thing?
I love that. It looks like...
My mom has this thing about my hair where she wants to brush it down the middle.
Jessica hates it when I brush her hair.
She wants to do like this lion mane, huge mane, and just like, woo.
I think it kind of makes her a little more glamorous.
I want to see.
It's that. Now look at that.
It doesn't look like a lion if that's what you're afraid
of. I feel like a lion when my hair's like this.
The mom is right.
Yeah.
I never liked it that way. But just one of those mom.
This is a waste of showtime.
It's fun.
But the mom is right.
But it also means that so little happened on shoot day that had to be a thing.
And they also had to gratuitously cut to Katie Darrell laughing and enjoying herself.
And wearing an Access TV shirt. She wasn't, but it wouldn't be surprising.
But the mom's right. If she brushes the hair down the middle and pulls it back like that,
yeah.
It does look better.
Here we go.
I'm all mic'd up, double mic'd.
So Eddie and Jesse did the show during season one, and I mean, I don't want to, you know, just toot their horn too much, but they were great.
Were they?
Really neat That's personality cool. to the show.
All right. Pink Floyd's double album, The Wall.
Pink Floyd's double album, The Wall, I mean, doesn't get any better than that. That's classic rock. That is like the album you listen to when you want to like feel something.
I'm not really.
Okay. I had to pause it. I didn't even yell out pause. I just pushed it. That is such a fucking generic bullshit answer that could be said about any album.
Yes. That's the kind of, look, you and I both speak extemporaneously for essentially a living. That's the kind of thing you do when you're trying to think of your real answer.
Oh my God.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Pink Floyd, The Wall, that's an album that you think about when you're thinking about the best albums in rock and roll. It's a double album, you know, and it's one of the Pink Floyd's greatest, and they do such great work.
And when you want to feel, you literally want to feel, I mean, and you just see that cover and you're like, this is The Wall. I mean, this is a classic.
It's garbage. You're saying nothing. All you're doing is the gears are turning in your head until you actually can present something that they would actually be interested in. It's just, you're just stalling for time.
And first of all, they would have told her in advance that they were going to ask her that. And she would have done a little bit of research, right?
That's the level of discourse you usually get when you see somebody get pulled over by the cops. Hey, do you know why I stopped you? Well, I was driving, I had the radio on, and it's really a lot of traffic today, and I'm doing the best that I can.
I'm trying to get my kid to school on time.
Yeah,
and
it's just stalling garbage.
You just take one song off it and say, I love this song. The guitar solo is classic.
And another thing I will tell you this.
The audience or me?
I'll tell you all of them. Anybody who wants to listen and tune into this bon mot I'm about to throw your way. If the premise of Top 10 Revealed or whatever the fuck is truly, we're not going to tell you the music we're going to ask you about, then that's a failure on the producer's
Yeah, then be prepared 10. To get a shit answer like that.
And be prepared to film for 9 hours as somebody hems and haws their way through albums they don't fucking know. Why would you even include the pass option? Why wouldn't you go to Jesse and fucking Eddie Money and go, give us 5 albums you love?
Yeah.
Because I want to hear your passion. I want to hear you talk about something you know about, something you're interested in, and something you can educate my audience about. Don't just pass or give me gobbledygook garbage like that.
Yeah.
Because Eddie Money, again, he saw Jimi Hendrix 5 times or whatever the fuck. Why don't you say, let's talk about your favorite Hendrix moment live.
Yeah.
And then go and then spin it into that. He is a font of rock star knowledge. He's lived the life. Jesse certainly has not. But why would you ever inherently bake in any reason for your guests to look
to
bad?
To fail.
Yes.
You want people to tune into Top 10 Revealed and go, that's a great show. The guests really know their stuff.
I enjoyed it and I learned something.
Yep.
But all you learn here is that I'm guessing Jesse has heard Pink Floyd The Wall once.
Yeah, she knows another Brick in the Wall, the single version. That's all she knows. If that.
I'm really nervous to go on cameras because we're talking about music. And
pause it.
Girl, I'm so comfortable with.
I'm really nervous to go on camera.
She's on a reality show.
I told the producers of my reality show in my home where cameras in every fucking room. I'm so nervous. My gosh, I can't possibly. Shut the fuck. Why lie?
There's not a person on this show that wants to be a star more than Jesse Money.
Nobody here wants to be anonymous.
No.
Don't pretend. Oh, yeah, the cameras. I get all bunched up when they're trying to talk to me. It's like, fuck that, dude.
Here we go. We're on set right now. Top 10 Revealed.
It doesn't get any better than that, Jesse.
I know. I was going to go into, like, you know, drugs or whatever.
I think it's going to be a great episode.
I mean, who hasn't done drugs and listened to that album? It's a classic.
Oh, the mom's not happy with that.
We love music. Of course, we know, like, a lot of these songs.
Well, my daughter's definitely got the gift of gab because she doesn't know anybody from the 70s.
When I talk work with my dad, it always ends up as some sort of joke.
Dad, what are you talking about?
She should be Dianne Feinstein, for Christ's sakes, and run for office.
All right, so they just put in a rim shot, and now they're throwing up a picture of Dianne Feinstein. It says U.S. Senator, California.
Yeah,
is this to sell the joke, Mike? What the fuck?
Is it to contrast that Jesse's glamorous and Diane's an older lady? I don't know what the point is.
Eddie makes an old reference to the show an elderly woman.
Because they have not picked a glamorous photo of Dianne Feinstein. Absolutely not.
It's just, I don't even know how this makes it into the show. Someone sat in the editing room and one of the producers of this show said, you know what? I don't think people might not know who Dianne Feinstein is. So throw a picture of her up. Whereas if I was in there, I'd say, how about if we lose that whole bit?
Yeah.
Cause it's awful.
I'm just going to sit there and be like, okay, didn't rim shot.
Top 10 70s breakup songs. Have you ever pleaded with someone to come back?
I plead with my wife to come back once a week. What are you talking about?
Wow. I know all
they
of
cut
jokes,
to his wife texting
love-
when he
Jolene.
Said that.
Yeah.
I met a million girls like Jolene. They all dumped me.
Pause it.
Am I the funniest person in my Hold family? On. I'd have to think that I am.
Rod Stewart.
Well, and which is not a ringing endorsement for the rest of them.
For the rest of the family.
The premise of this bit is Eddie's doing borscht belt quick.
Boom,
fucking,
boom.
Hey, I met Jolene. She dumped me.
Yeah.
But what you're not seeing because you're at home is they're showing him answer these questions and they, you know, he's getting a chuckle out of Katie Darrell and they cut to the wife who could not be more bored.
Yeah.
And she's texting and she looks over her shoulder like, fucking Eddie. Like that's what they're setting up. They're setting up that he thinks he's fucking hilarious. And the wife is just kind of looking at him disgustedly.
Yes,
I would say
he hates him.
And yeah, that's what they're setting up.
That's
really,
what they, that's what the relationship is. That's what they're telling the audience the relationship is. I'm sure it's fine.
And it's something it's a trope that I've never enjoyed. The husband and wife who are together, but you know, she thinks he's a dope and he's oblivious and clueless. And it's honestly the basis of every bad sitcom you've ever seen.
Mike, this isn't in the show, but I'm sure it will be at some point in some context. I hate the trope of the dad who can't do anything with his kid, you know, the dad that he changes a diaper, he's got a clothespin on his nose.
Yeah.
He's hosing the kid's ass off in the sink. Like he's like, oh, I don't know. I got to change a diaper. It's like, are you a fucking idiot?
Yeah.
I hate that trope.
Yeah, agreed. So,
tropes,
so
rock and roll tropes.
What they're telling us here is dad that tropes. Eddie Money's wife thinks he's a goof.
Yep. And thank God she has this show and that she books the Katie Darrow show. Here we go.
You think he's sexy?
The greatest thing about him was he was just so cool. He's got three different wives and 9,000 children, so I
Rod
know how
Stewart.
He feels. I probably got about 75 jokes that you've heard 1,000 times.
Oh, wait, room tone, quiet. 10 seconds.
At least he knows he's a dope.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't really expecting these questions.
Eddie, stop talking. They want silence.
Well, listen to Simon Garfunkel. When it's Sound of Silence, listen to something. You're talking to the wrong artist. What is the Sound of Silence? I think the song, the Sound of Silence, was about the Sound of Silence. I can't remember what it was about, but the whole thing made sense at the time. Maybe I was a little too high.
Okay.
He winked.
Jesse?
He just winked, people.
Hey, Lori, can we get Jesse to sit next?
By the way, the stage manager would literally say, shut him up.
Yes. He is right now costing money.
Yes.
He's costing the show money because he's making the crew go long.
He's costing them real money.
Because they're trying to get room tone. They just need him to shut the fuck up.
For 2 seconds, shut up.
And he's not saying anything worthwhile. He's being a dope. But also, let's be honest. This is not an episode of Top 10 Revealed. This is an episode of Real Money, so he can say whatever the fuck he wants.
True.
They're not costing anybody any money.
No, they might not even be filming.
Exactly. This may never see the air.
This might all be, seriously.
It could be his garage.
Yeah, this might be all phony money.
To Eddie.
So they're bringing in the daughter now.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever you want. You want Jessica here? Where's she at?
Hey, I don't know.
She went to get high.
Where is she? I can't find her. Everybody's looking for Jessica. She disappears like the wind.
Don't you love when you lose your child? You're like,
Jessica!
This is all bullshit.
Where's Jess? Apparently I'm Jessie's keeper. I'm everybody's keeper.
She's missing in action.
I hope she's fucking a crew member.
That would be great. She's going down on somebody.
Jessica? It's either the hard way or the highway. You know, and I'll take the highway. Come on! I've been kissing so much ass my lips are chapped.
What an idiot.
So the
drama there is that's the act break, Mike. They can't find a 25-year-old girl.
Yes,
that was on a soundstage. You know where she's at? She's in the bathroom, or she's getting a sandwich.
She went for a smoke. She's outside. But they try to make it as if she's disappeared and now she's holding up everything. And they're gonna, because again, their whole narrative is that Jessie's the wild child.
Oh, she's got leopard boots.
She makes no rules. She just does whatever the fuck she wants, man.
Fucking A, man.
So the crew is here, and they're getting room tone in their way. And can we just bring Jessie in with Eddie? Where's Jessie? She disappeared. And then the mom is like, I'm not her keeper. And then Eddie's like, Jessica!
What if she's dead?
That would be great. That's a great plot twist. See, if they find her head on a spike outside, that's fucking beautiful. But instead, you go with this nonsense where, again, Eddie Money is sitting in a chair. They're setting up a chair. And also, by the way, they're setting up the chair. I mean, it's not, you know, they've got time to find her. Yeah, it's not like they're fucking throwing anybody under the bus here.
And this is some bullshit that some producer made up right there at the, hey, let's pretend like we can't find Jesse. Why?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. We've already seen them both get makeup. We've literally just watched both of them in makeup chairs over and over.
So ridiculous.
And there's another promo for next week's show.
I don't want to blow the show for us. No. Let's go right to Access TV.
You might want to get that button from him.
Oh, dramatic music.
They cannot find
Jesse.
We have
a really busy week. Eddie and Jess have the top 10 revealed. Mm-hmm. Then the family needs to go to a charity event for Chef Emeril.
Jesse!
You want Jessica here? Where's she at?
Now you spend a minute recapping what we just saw.
Don't you love when you lose your child? You're like,
same jokes.
I had called her.
The wife's texting through all of this.
Yep.
But she's done doing whatever she wants to do. She disappears. She's like Houdini. She's gone.
She just is ditching you.
Hey!
What?
Where was she?
Eddie's a real
taskmaster. She's in the kitchen.
When Jess had to leave for whatever, he didn't like that.
Come on!
All right, so this is just promo shot, so you run this show.
Dad, seriously.
Please, honey.
And I'm going like, gosh, like, I'm literally in the other room.
That's there you are. Oh, there she is. Hey, where you been?
I was just talking to girls in the cafeteria, eating some snacks. I think I was eating, like, fruit roll-ups or something. And I got in trouble. Hopefully they don't dock my pay, but...
All right, this is such a fucking zero. This is such a zero. They make it so dramatic. Where's Jesse? They come back. She's in the kitchen. It's fucking so bad.
She's 50 feet away.
She's terrible.
And also this line too. I think I was eating fruit roll-ups or something. That's because they told her what she was doing.
Say something.
And even on camera, she couldn't remember what they told her to say she was doing.
She's actually got zero personality.
None. So they said to her, hey, say you were having craft service snacks or whatever, we'll put you in the kitchen, then you can walk through the hallway. And then she goes, I think I was having fruit roll-ups or something. Like, it's almost like she's not even committed to the bit.
No.
Whatever the producers came up with her for her to say, she couldn't be bothered to remember that.
No, this is a TV show.
Yes.
Like, this is a TV show.
And we're watching a TV show within a TV show.
By the way, I would work on this show if I got the call.
Immediately.
I'm just going to do a promo for our company meeting.
Okay.
Jessica's very talented, and she does a great job. When she comes out...
You just yelled at her.
You know, she steals the show from me, which I think is what she should do.
We're back!
Hi, everybody.
That's another trope in this show. They make fun of her, and they make fun of whoever the kid is who's front and center on any individual episode, but then they always have to cap it right near the... You know, when there's like 5 minutes left with, you know what, in all honesty, though... when it comes to drummers, you know, Julian's one of the best. You know?
I've worked in this business for 50 years, and Julian's the best drummer I ever had behind me. I've worked with Hal Blaine,
you name it, I've worked with him.
I saw Led Zeppelin 3 times, and I think Julian would have fit right in on that stage if John Bonham would have been sick. Shut up.
And Julian would have been born, wink, ding.
But also, it's even more so with Jesse.
Yes.
Because they are so sold. I really think that this show... was created to try to make Jessie something.
She's the only daughter, but it does a disservice to her.
Yes.
It really does.
They're trying to sell her as a sex symbol / rock star.
Yeah. She's
and she's just coming up short.
She kind of looks kind of like Hulk Hogan's daughter did. Yeah. Like she's got that. She's kind of muscular.
She's fine. There's nothing. She's a nice person who I'm sure she's a lovely woman. But it's just, they're trying to sell you on this wild child, dangerous rock star bullshit. And it's like,
my only problem with her is whenever you need her, she's fucking in the kitchen eating fruit roll-ups.
I think she was having a fruit roll-up or something. I don't know.
Wink, ding. Here we go.
One more time.
Eddie's calling the shots now.
Okay, ready? 2, 3.
We're back. Great.
Okay, cool.
Jesse, you're dismissed.
Pause it.
Jim's going to come in and do promo.
Really? He only wanted three seconds.
I'm sorry. He wanted to... I just have to explain to the viewer if they're not watching it.
Yeah, they're not.
He did the We're Back.
You mean the listener?
The listener, yes. the listener of this bonus episode. He said, We're Back. And then he said, you know what? Let's do that one more time. Because he wanted to mug.
He wanted to make a face.
He wanted to make a goofy face with bulging eyes and an open mouth. And then his daughter fake laughed at it. And that was enough for him. That second take was solid. That was solid gold money in the bank.
Yep.
He literally called, nah, let's do it again. And then he went, bah, and he made like a dope face. And that's his gold. That's what he wanted to do.
You know the one to use, right?
Hey, use that second one. Make sure you use that second one.
I'm on my way. Let's say.
Please stay. Skies aren't gray.
It's probably going to be one of my favorite albums of the summer.
Oh, you're going to love it. You're going to fucking tell everybody to buy it.
I'm going
to
tell you, like, Mike, remember that day we were making fun? I'm not kidding, Mike. It's really good.
And then I'm going to find two songs on it that are great. I know. I hate us.
Photos with Eddie.
Done.
Come on, guys. This girdle's killing me. Let's get this thing over with.
Smile.
Oh, what am I saying, though?
Just
anything?
Smiling. It's just a photo.
Just a picture, Dad.
That's not a smile, Eddie.
No, that's a mug. He mugged
glad
again.
I washed my hair.
Looking good, looking good. Maybe a smile. Come on, give it a smirk.
It's not a smile.
I know about classic rock, because obviously my dad is a classic rock icon. I love these microphones.
Jessica's first mic.
Okay,
oh,
okay,
no.
Okay.
Oh, no.
This is,
oh,
okay,
my God.
Okay, I don't even know where to start. You want to? I'm going to let you set it up and do the payoff. This is unbelievably bad.
All right. They're taking promotional photos on the set. So first it was Eddie in a chair, and then they had Eddie stand up and he's holding a microphone and he refuses to cooperate. They're like, smile. And he keeps mugging and making dumb
making
faces.
A face.
And the microphones are bedazzled. They have Swarovski crystals all over them. Okay.
Fake diamond encrusted.
And so he's holding one, and then they cut to Jessie, and it's Velcroed in, and she grabs it. She goes, oh my God. Oh my God. I love these microphones. And then Pat,
then they cut to the mom and she's holding her iPhone up with a picture of Jessie as, I don't know, a 6-month-old holding a microphone. And then the mom says, this is Jessie in her first microphone. There would be no way you would have that picture on your camera. There's no way. You didn't take it with that camera.
Nope.
Because she's 25 years old.
Yep.
And did you pull that down from the cloud? This is all fucking pre-produced bullshit.
Yes.
It's ridiculous. I wouldn't be surprised, Mike. I'm looking at the edging on the camera. She's holding that camera up. That picture is superimposed on the camera. Can you see what I'm talking about?
Yes, because there's
it bleeds. It's bleeding around the edge of the iPhone.
Yeah.
And you would only know that if you're pausing it like we are, like a bunch of idiots.
So in post, they went ahead and somehow they shopped in the picture of Jessie with the first microphone.
But someone on set did say, hey, why don't you hold up your phone and say, this is a picture of Jessie holding her first microphone.
And we'll fix it in post.
That might not even be Jessie.
That's not even a microphone.
That's probably Zach. That's the personal trainer. Look at the guns on that baby.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Jessie's got guns too, though. Jesus.
She does. She's in very good shape. Her and the mom, you can tell they're mother-daughter.
Yeah.
They've got the same build. They're kind of muscular, but not in a manly way.
They just look great.
Yeah.
Again, they're well-preserved because if you're rich people, you can. That's how you do it. You take care of yourself.
But this is fucking production bullshit.
Yes.
Clearly. I call bullshit on this.
Usually babies play with rattles, but Jessica has had a microphone in her hand. She never put it down.
Bedazzle my vocals.
Right? Check that out.
I should like flex with it.
Jesus, she got some guns though.
Good big arms.
Top 10 revealed.
When I was looking at Jessica doing the top 10, if anybody reminds me of myself, it's her.
Thank you so much.
Because I'm a fuck up.
Really, really appreciate you guys.
Always such a great time.
Right, now we're getting stock footage of Los Angeles.
Wild shots of Los Angeles.
6:37 a.m.
All right. Now, Mike, we haven't had any tragedy in this show yet.
Not yet.
But the show's called Trivia and Tragedy.
Okay. So it's 6:37 a.m.
And how much time's left in this episode, Mike? Four minutes. Do you think...
Well, hold on. We have now a shot of a police car with its siren. It's lights flashing.
But what? It says Sierra Madre Police.
I don't know.
Where's that?
It's in Sierra Madre's, friend.
All right, here we go. You guys ready?
Big fire.
Fires racing across Southern California.
All right, so they're showing the wildfires which struck California last year.
200,000 under mandatory evacuation,
including the entire city of Malibu.
These were awful fires. This is a terrible event.
We could see them from the house. It's crazy.
Pause it.
Because this footage might come where?
All right. Because they were giving us shots of police. They were giving us shots of the fire. They were giving us shots of helicopters dropping.
Yeah, all stock footage.
And now, though, they are showing shots of the street and then shots of the fire over the mountain. And we have to get the Chiron that says, courtesy Dez Money.
Courtesy of Dez Money.
You know, Dez, one of the actors on this show.
Yeah, one of the premier photojournalists of our time.
Dez Money, who no doubt filmed this on his iPhone and went to the producers and said, if you use this, credit me.
Or else this is footage that they just found and they credit it to Dez because now we're going to cut to Dez and he's going to say it was really scary.
I go the other route. I'm telling you, he filmed it and they it's a grift. Every penny they can get, any ounce of credit they can wring out of this show,
you
they
gotta
will.
You got to pay Dez for his film work.
Dez filmed this, so you got to make sure he gets a camera credit.
He's like
do
Scorsese.
It. Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Let's see, the flames are just starting to come over.
You know, you might have to live in that thing for a minute. Don't do it.
Oh, you're right.
It looks like Armageddon.
That's the tanker. He's been by here 3 times in the last few minutes.
That's
fake.
That's totally fake. They just showed two shot. Both of those shots were fake.
That first one was egregiously fake.
They just showed two shots of like sky filled with smoke, and then they superimposed two model planes as the
tankers dropping.
The tankers dropping
the that chemical.
They should be ashamed of themselves for that.
Well, they should be ashamed of themselves using this as a plot point in the show because people died. People lost homes. This was truly a tragedy. You shouldn't put it in the fucking name of your show.
No. Let's find out how they're going to spin.
So right now we saw that egregiously photoshopped version of those planes over the clouds of smoke. And now we're cutting to Eddie Money's wife in a house.
All right.
Fire, like just everywhere.
And we were right in the middle of it.
It was like, get out, because it dipped down into our neighborhood.
Eddie's
just have one room.
Okay, Eddie's just walked in. They're walking into a hotel, obviously, and Eddie is wearing, and no one else is, but Eddie's wearing a surgical mask.
But I can see it because he's a 70-year-old man who might have pulmonary stuff. And so that makes sense.
Even though he quit smoking 2 years ago.
But also because as we know about that, well, so what? You still fucking ruined your lungs. Right. But I mean, but in this, they're checking into a hotel because of the wildfires.
Yes.
And she just said, we could only get one room. So the wife just said that. So wait, prepare for wackiness to ensue now. But also, because they've instilled so much doubt in me.
Yes.
I'm betting they never had to leave their house.
No.
But the producer saw it as a way to get them into a hotel.
And that's terrible. And look, there is
even if they did have to evacuate, they've put so much doubt in me with the other stuff.
But they just showed two phony fucking planes.
Yes. If they did have to go through that, then I'm sorry. But at the same time, I don't believe a second of it.
My friend, my very good friend, my BFF, Tom Neuerberg. Tom, please watch this episode. You're a retired fireman. You're going to be able to tell me that these shots are absolutely 100% bogus. But I need expert confirmation from Tom Neuerberg, retired fireman, American hero.
Let's join the Money family back in the hotel hallway.
Now, there's a chance that so many people had to evacuate that you might only be able to find one hotel room. But like you said, they've instilled so much bullshit into us that it's hard to believe.
Well, let's look at the macro, okay? Yes, you've been evacuated because of a wildfire, and you have to get one hotel room for your family of five. Lose the fucking camera crew.
Yeah, lose the camera. Yeah.
You don't. We got enough trouble staying in one room. Because again, like you said, maybe the hotel's completely booked.
Right.
Fine, we get one room. You know what? Let's stop shooting for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Let's not follow me into a tin can fucking hotel.
Let's stop down.
Where we're all on time. Because again, your producers are just like, this is gold.
This is gold.
Because they're going to yell at one another. They're going to scream at one another. It's going to be great. And in reality, they just call the shooting off for 3 days. Because again, the crew have family maybe? And they're like, fuck, I got it. Because again, these were devastating fires.
Yeah, you're not driving. And let's be honest. They did stop down. There's no way. They had to. If Eddie Money's family was really in the heart of these fires, there's no way they could have filmed for a month.
And as we both know, this could be a hotel in Burbank. We got no idea where the fuck
this
they
could
went.
This could be the Courtyard Marriott that's right down the street from
but
us.
But I'm saying that's at least close to the fire.
Yeah,
but they could have just taken them to Burbank and said, let's just go, 30 miles away or whatever the fuck.
And here we go. I don't even see all the kids. I see Zach. He's a slob. Here we go.
Lucky we got a room. You know how many people don't have rooms right now? It's insane. Oh. Finally breathe.
We got the dogs put away.
We had to leave and now we're here. The power line.
Where'd they put the dogs? We got the dogs put away. By the way, we haven't seen them yet, but the family has like five dogs.
Well, I only saw one dog, Buddy.
They only showed one, but they have like five. So where are the dogs?
Well, they had to put them in a kennel, certainly, which probably was overflowing with pets from other people as well.
God. All right. Here we go.
Down on the road, they couldn't get...
It was so nuts.
Mandatory evacuation.
I'm so glad that we're all okay. We had a big show to do with Emerald.
This was a charity event, but there was no way to get there.
There was this big plume of smoke down the canyon where we had to evacuate.
Look on the left, man.
By the way, we have not seen Dez in the whole episode, although he's shooting tons of fire footage.
He's out shooting fire footage.
Wouldn't Dez be commenting on the footage, not the stupid brother that looks like Pete Davidson's wonky cousin?
Look, Dez lets his images speak for himself. If they try to spin this in a way where we couldn't fly out because of the fires, then this is horseshit, because LAX was so far away from those goddamn fires.
Yes, they could have flown out from Burbank even.
Yes,
watch the entire mountainside. Oh.
When you're looking on your phone, it seems like it's like, oh, how crazy is that? But then when it actually happened,
that's Julian.
It's just like, it's not even real. It seems like, I don't know, something out of a movie.
I'm glad we're all here.
You're not all there. Where's Dez?
It's a very surreal experience.
There's so many people in Malibu that have been devastated by this fire.
They don't live in Malibu, by the way. They do not live in Malibu.
They don't live in Malibu. He just said there's so many people in Malibu who've been devastated by these fires. What's his wife wearing?
A Malibu shirt.
She's wearing a sweatshirt that says Malibu.
And what's on his son's t-shirt there?
His son is wearing a shirt that says Trouble in Paradise.
There's Dez money though, right there with the red hat.
As I've said, they are hammering you with these subtle narratives.
The producers should be ashamed of themselves.
They should. But also earlier, Eddie Money wears the old school shoes. She wears the leopard boots. Mm-hmm. It's all these visual cues and these visual imageries to get you to think a certain way. Now, and it's trickery and it's bullshit.
And the people that make this show, because I've worked with these people, they sit in the room and when you watch, they go, hey, we're going to watch the first cut or we're going to watch the final locked cut. And they'll comment, they'll go, oh, that shirt was perfect. Whoever's idea that was, it was great. I mean, they think they're making a movie.
Yes.
And it's awful.
Well, we've worked on enough stuff individually and together to know that people invest themselves in a way where this is the greatest thing they've ever done.
I was in an editing room once where the producer above me, I was the story producer, and the producer was above me who would give us notes. Him and the editor are arguing with each other. They're arguing back and forth about, the editor doesn't want to put this one thing in because he thinks it looks, he doesn't like it. And the producer wants, no, you got to put it in. And they're just going back and forth. I'm just sitting there and I'm not even in it because, well, I'm going to tell you why I don't say anything. Finally, the producer turns to me. He goes, what do you think? And I go, I don't care either way.
Yeah.
Either way. He's like, what do you mean you don't care? I go, it doesn't matter to me. It's fine either way. It doesn't make or break the episode.
And that's very you, because I know you, and you are, because also, A, you know, because here's the thing. You know if you choose sides, you've now got an enemy in that production for the rest of the time you're working there.
Right.
So you can't.
I got to work with the editor every single day, but this is the guy that's in charge of me. So I can't win
choosing a side. Not at all. And because you want to go with the guy you're working with every day, but you also know the guy above him, you can't go against him because they could fucking fire you the next fucking day.
Like, I would love to say that. What do you want me to say? I got to work with him every day and you're in charge of me. So I got to pick one of you. Like, that's what, then I'm going to keep that in my hip pocket for if I'm ever in that situation again, because it's ridiculous.
But you did the right thing. That's the way you do it. I worked on a game show once and we would get notes back from network, and I had a guy, we had a joke and somebody used the word pastry when they meant donut. You know what I mean? It was like a pastry donut, whatever the fuck. And the guy red penned it. And he goes, a pastry by its very definition is not a donut. A donut is fried. A pastry is not. And I shouldn't be the one pointing this shit out to you guys. Literally, that's written in red pen on the script.
Thanks.
And we're like, this is a joke about nothing. Yes. I mean, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But they think it's the most important thing in history.
So, they make these shows so self-important that it's crazy. All right, here we go. We have seen all the children. There's Dez Money.
Also, I love that this story that changed so many lives, these wildfires that destroyed a lot of places in Malibu, is the last 4 minutes of the show. It's just
a piece of garbage. Yeah, an afterthought. Like, anything for ratings.
No.
Oh, Lord. Do you want it or do you want me to take it?
You remember we told you that Eddie Money's son is wearing a shirt that says Trouble in Paradise? We were on the pause screen and he was wearing the shirt. What happened, Pat?
Well, I pushed play and they cut to a zoom-in shot of just Trouble in Paradise.
They just zoomed in on the shirt.
Zoomed in on it. It wasn't even a zoom-in. It was like a smash cut. It was like boom.
Yeah. In case you didn't understand our subtle message of Trouble in Paradise, a boom. Also, by the way, Two Tickets to Paradise is the theme song of the show. So obviously, Trouble in Paradise to them has multiple meanings.
Multiple meanings.
Trouble in the Eddie Money Paradise, Trouble in Eddie Money's world. It's almost ingenious on its face in its ability to fucking reduce you to nothing and so think you're terrible. Dumb.
Also, they evacuated with full makeup on.
What's going on?
They burned down all the cell phone towers.
Zach, you fat piece of shit.
You fucking...
Shut up.
You ridiculous trainer with a fucking barrel gut.
You're in a polo shirt on. Oh, my... What's in his hand? Is he vaping? What's he wearing on his head, Mike? Something no one ever wears.
A visor.
A visor inside.
That dude's built like a dwarf.
He's terrible.
With like the short arms and the weird body?
Yeah.
Dude.
He will live at home his entire life. Right now, he's like, I hope that house doesn't burn down because that's my retirement.
I'm fucked, really. He's like, he guy has one personal training client.
Nothing.
His dad.
Okay.
Cell phone service.
Oh no.
There's just like fires everywhere and our whole community is like literally burning. Scariest thing to happen for us, you know? We've never had to evacuate the house before.
It would be tragic to lose the home.
That's definitely a possibility.
What is?
That it might not be there.
You know, we gotta be prepared that maybe...
Look at the way they've got them spaced.
Oh my God.
A producer told them all where to stand and sit.
The kid, and where's the one kid's gone? He went down to Julian. The vending machines.
No, there's his legs right in the foreground.
Wait, I don't see
Julian, him. It's jeans. They're in the bottom left corner.
Bottom. Oh, corner, yeah, yeah, jeans. I see. Yeah, yeah. I see. I was hoping he went down to get a snack.
We have a shot right now where six people are framed. They're literally framed for
and Trouble in Paradise kid is up back against the wall looking down, very, very troubled. By the way, what's outside the window of this hotel? This is a pretty, they might be just at a Motel 6.
Well, they're in just the courtyard or whatever, some piece of shit hotel.
But look what's
it's
outside.
The courtyard's like a nice hotel. I mean, it's not a piece of shit.
But look outside. It looks like there's like a junkyard out back.
Well, all right. So we've got the wife on the left and we got Zach in frame. We've got Dez. We've got the Trouble in Paradise kid. We've got Jesse. And then we've got Eddie. And they're all clearly across. You can get a clear shot of all of them. And I will tell you this. We've been giving Dez money a hard time.
He is not. He doesn't like this at all. He has not commented once.
Well, what I was just going to say is he has the decency to look ashamed.
Yes. He does not. You can tell he can't believe that they're making this part of the show.
Well, I've not seen any of the other episodes, so I don't know if this is his demeanor all the time.
He's the best of the kids. I gotta be honest.
Yeah, so
he's got a modicum of talent. he's humble, and
which
and
means he doesn't want anything to do with this, but he's doing it for his mom and his
can
dad. And
he can speak intelligently.
Yeah,
but yeah, this is okay. This is look at this.
So let's hear. So what she just said, we have to face the real possibility that and they didn't finish.
Yeah, because we saw in the promo, Mike, that there's nothing.
Well, we already saw the promo for next week's show.
Yes, yeah. But we saw the promo. They promoed that in this show. So
right.
Why would you tip your hand?
Yeah, it's funny. There's a show called The Ultimate Fighter I watch, and they've done this thing before where you're waiting for the fight at the end of the show to see who advances in the house. And they've run occasionally. It's happened rarely, but it's happened.
You can
They'll
tell.
Be like, next week, after Zach's terrible loss, what will happen in the house when they... And I'm like, oh, so Zach loses tonight? Is that about to happen? They've done it a couple times.
Oh,
and they've burned their own ending.
So
it's
dumb.
Ridiculous. So yeah, so really, honestly, they've already burned this in a promo earlier. He goes, I'm glad the house was safe and everybody's safe and we're all fine and it's great. Well now, okay. But so this loses all any okay. sort of weight it has.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to back it up a little bit and we're going to let the end play out.
Cool.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to back it up because I want to hear the drama they're setting up. There's a minute left. Here we go.
There's just like fires everywhere and our whole community is like literally burning. Scariest thing to happen for us, you know, we've never had to evacuate the house before.
It would be tragic to lose the home.
That's definitely a possibility.
What is?
That it might not be there.
You know, we got to be prepared that maybe...
It's not going to be okay. We're not out of the woods. Our neighbors aren't out of the woods. We don't have enough firemen. There's not enough cops. It's nuts.
Looking back from the mountain, all we could see was black smoke.
Now that's Dez.
They're still putting the fires out there. The helicopters are still going. They're still dropping the water.
I'm just really thankful that, you know, God has let us all be together right now because those people are missing their family members.
I just talked to two neighbors that lost their houses in the last 24 hours.
That's a lie.
And now we go to credits.
The
last image they left of us with was of a hellscape, like an entire fucking mountain on fire.
Fire, like blazing red flames. And he did not talk to two neighbors.
No.
He doesn't even know the neighbors. He really doesn't. He sometimes can't even find his house. Here's the executive producer list of the people involved in this.
Dina Lapolt and Steve Longo, Eddie Money and Lori Money.
Executive producers, Eddie Money and Lori Money. Let me see if Sammy Hager's wife's name pops up here. Kara is her name, I think. That's the end credit thing.
I didn't see the story editors. I didn't see the
story producers.
Yeah.
There we go. Special thanks to Sammy and Kari Hagar.
Yeah.
They got this thing on the air for sure. Enchanted Media. Enchanted Media owns the rights in conjunction with Access TV. We do not claim to own the rights for the audio that you heard today. We only claim the rights to our fantastic commentary. An hour and 28 minutes of us to watch a 30-minute show, actually about a 22-minute show with commercials.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's worth it.
I think it's worth it.
Let's see what's going to happen.
It's a bonus episode.
All right. Well, that's our first episode of the Phony Money Commentary. This was, I can only assume that these episodes are going to get crazier once we get by this fire.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I hope they survive the fire.
I don't know, Mike.
There may not be any episodes after this, quite frankly. There may just be one where they show the rubble of their house, and then they go, look, we've thought better of this whole idea.
Yeah. In reality, there shouldn't be. Look, Mike, let's do a little promoting. Where can we find you?
All right. You guys can get me at Mike@MikeSchmidtComedy.com. I have the 40-Year-Old Boy podcast, which comes out every week, every Thursday in the iTunes store. Go ahead and subscribe to it there. I'm at Facebook.com/The40-Year-Old Boy. I'm at Twitter.com/The40-Year-Old Boy. And I'm at Twitch.tv/The40-Year-Old Boy. And also I'm at YouTube.com/The40-Year-Old Boy.
We are at Rock Solid Show. I am at Pat_Francis. Kyle is at Kyle.SomeFunny. Again, Patreon. If you're not on the Patreon, at least the $5 tier, which is the ASAP Club tier, you're not going to hear any more of these episodes. You could, but you're going to have to email me at rocksolidpodcast@gmail.com, and I will let you know how you can hear the rest of the episodes, the upcoming commentary episodes, if you so choose to. But that's it. That's it for this episode. Next time, we will be talking about Season 2, Episode 2, and I'm going to take you out right now with a little Two Tickets to Paradise. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, man.